Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has the games after they get punched in the face.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston. And we have finally gotten to that point where high school football season, though not officially, but we do have high school football games in the form of scrimmage games across the state of Georgia. We'll talk a little bit about those games. Of course, the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston, a member of the Bishop Media Sports Network, which is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Bennett Automotive Group. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to the Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in used cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. So the games, Lawton, that we've got going on this week, Glenn Academy travels up the road to Jessup to take on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Savannah Christian comes to the Bloody Marsh in St. Simons to take on the Frederick Academy Knights. The Bullitt County Gators, they will take on the Portal Panthers, the Bullitt Academy Gators, they'll take on the Portal Panthers just down the road in Highway 80. And McIntosh County Academy, they will head up to Ludowice to play the Long County Blue Tide. Colquitt makes the short trek up to Peach County to play that scrimmage game. And Lowndes at Tift, the Blue Devils, a former region game. And, of course, that game will be at Brody Field in Tifton.
That would be a good game to see. Also, the Savannah Christian game would be good if I had to pick all of them.
Yeah, the game that stands out to me, obviously Lowndes at Tift is, typically, I was having a conversation about Tift County, and I feel like, they're in Region 1 now with Lee, Thomas County Central, veterans. I think Houston is in there with them, and that's a tough region.
Oh, yeah. And ain't done them no good.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. You look at, they're down to 6A, Tift County is, and I was thinking about if you stuck them in the region with the coastal Georgia region with Brunswick and Glenn and the Effingham schools and then all those Augusta schools that got lumped in, Tift County is an automatic 2-seed in that region. Yeah. Automatically, they're the 2-seed. But honestly, because they're in that region that they're in,
it's going to be rough. Make
it's
going
to be a rough guy. Yeah,
it's going to be tough. Make playoff.
And if they do, they'll probably be a 4.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very dangerous 4 seed.
It is. And when I saw where they went, I'm thinking, man, they'd have been better up just to play up.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, because you still play up.
Which would have been better for them, right? Would it have been better to stay in Region 1 7A with Valdosta, Camden, Lowndes, Richmond Hill coming in, and Colquitt? Or are they in a better position with Lee and Thomas County Central and veterans and Houston in that group? Northside Warner Robins also in that region.
Oh, yeah. I just have to wait and see. I mean, those are tough games.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put them just up like Colquitt, Lowndes, all of them. You could put them side by side. Glenn, as far as playing teams.
The other game that I really like is Glenn Academy at Wayne County. Here's the thing about this game that intrigues me. All off season, all we have heard about Glenn Academy is they're not going to be as good as they normally are, right? That seems to be what folks keep saying about them. And then there are those Yellow Jackets over there in Jessup. Winless season last year. Went through a complete overhaul, brought in a brand new coach, and here's the X factor. I'm gonna tell you a story, and then I'm gonna tell you why this is my X factor, or you'll be able to figure it out if you're not so slow.
Thank you.
Wayne County last year, the school system announced that they weren't going to play football at all. So they initially canceled the season. So all of these kids that were in that program that wanted to play football, well, they transferred to other places. Oh, they went to Ware and to Pierce and to Brunswick, et cetera, over even up to Appling. Then they came back and said, you know what, we are going to play. And at that point, they had already had that mass exodus. They had already had these kids that had gone to these other programs, and so they were left playing a bit shorthanded for the entirety of the season. So they didn't have the normal talent that they had at Wayne County that they're accustomed to having, because they announced they weren't going to play. These kids transferred out, and they said, oh, yeah, we'll play. So they go 0-9, and then they just blow up the whole thing, bring in Coach Jabo Shaw. And here's the X factor for me with Wayne County. Most folks are like, well, they're rebuilding off of 0-9, new coach, new region, which does benefit them some. The region isn't that tough. They've got Benedictine in there, which is, you know, is Benedictine. But the thing with Wayne County that I think people are missing is that all of these kids that transferred away, the bulk of those kids transferred back in.
They did. Unless, and one thing, 0-9, that's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you didn't win a game last year.
Right.
I mean, but the other side of it, Glen Academy, all we heard all break long, they not that good, except 3 or 4 weeks ago. Now I've been hearing, well, they ain't quite as bad as we thought they were.
Yeah.
So we have to get a true story on that.
Well, I think we'll find out a lot about both teams in that scrimmage game. I think what you're going to see in that game, I think that you're going to see a Wayne County team that's a lot better than you thought, and I think you're going to see a Glen Academy team that's not as good as that Wayne County team.
Oh, really?
That's what I think you're going to see, in my opinion.
We'll have to wait. Can you write that down?
No, I don't want you to write that down.
Okay. I bought a bunch of erasers now.
Well, you're not going to need the erasers. I got a whole bunch of Sharpies over here. But, yeah, I think that Wayne County is going to be a lot better than what people are going to give them credit for. I think they're going to be a real force within their region. I think Glenn's going to be – don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Glenn's going to stink.
Yeah, I understand.
Rocky Hidalgo's teams aren't going to stink, but I don't – They've got a really good quarterback in Tyler Devlin down there in Brunswick at Glen Academy. Question is, can they find him some receivers? And Rocky loves to run the football and he loves to play defense. So, you know, we'll see how much he actually airs the ball out with that kid at quarterback.
And that's going to be the story.
I mean, we'll find out. And then Savannah Christian at Frederica. Frederica, new starting quarterback.
New quarterback
transferred in over from across the causeway, as they say down there in Brunswick. Across the causeway from Brunswick to St. Simons, he was the starting quarterback. I guess he split time last year at Brunswick High as a junior. Now he's the senior at Frederica, and he will be the signal caller for the Frederica Academy Knights. And Frederica's schedule is not easy.
Yeah, and folks, across the causeway over to there, that's a long transfer. Because some of them teams up there in Atlanta, they don't go a mile and transfer to another school. Them schools up there are real close together.
Mm-hmm.
So, just have to wait and see.
I was looking to see where, I know that, like I was saying, Benedictine, Savannah Christian, I was looking for Savannah Christian's region. I found it. So it's Beach, Calvary Day, Groves, Johnson, Liberty, Long County, Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day to make up that region. That's a pretty tough region.
It is.
Those, you know, you see Beach and Groves and Johnson and Long. You know, those are teams. But then you've got Calvary Day. I guess the private schools, really. Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, and Savannah Country Day. And Liberty will probably be the teams to beat in that region, probably your playoffs teams. That's Region 3-3A.
Yeah. And if you've never seen Savannah Christian, I know we're talking football, play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They have a heck of a baseball program there.
You know, going back, jumping back to Wayne County really quickly, we were, you know, talking about them. And, The thing is, their region, I think they are hands down the second best team in the region. I really do. Yeah, Benedictine, Burke County, that might be their only competitor there. That might be a tough game. Islands, New Hampstead, Southeast Bullock, and Wayne. Like, I think Wayne is gonna finish there with the number. They're gonna go 0-9. Go from 0-9, brand new coach, whole new system. And, you know, blew the whole thing up, fired the lunch ladies, and they're going to go from 0-9 to grabbing a number 2 seed and having a first-round home playoff game.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Yes, high school football season is finally here. Some really great scrimmage games across South Georgia. Last night, the Bullock Academy Gators slid over to Portal to take on the Panthers. Tonight, the MCA Buccaneers take the trip over to Lutowisie to take on Long County. The Knights of Frederica welcome the Savannah Christian Raiders to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets will host the Glen Academy Red Terriers at JC Stadium in Jessup. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Parker's. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. I want to talk a little bit more about some of these games. MCA at Long County, they'll go and play the Blue Tide up in Lutowisie. But more, I also kind of want to touch, before we jump into that one, I really want to talk about Bullock Academy at Portal. So here's a scenario. Bullock Academy, for those of you that don't know, they don't play in the GHSA. They are a GISA team, and they are a GISA powerhouse. And the Portal Panthers are a single-A GHSA school, which, putting it mildly, have struggled for a very long time.
They have.
And these last couple of years, you have seen some changes begin to happen there in Portal, right off of Highway 80, coming out of Statesboro, heading down toward Twin City. What you began to see, what you have begun to see with the Portal Panthers, they hired a new athletic director, hired a new coach, and there's a new sense of commitment to that football program. Now, look, they're not trying to go out and win state titles there at Portal. What they're trying to do is they're trying to be competitive. They want to go five and five.
Be decent.
Yeah, they want to go 5-5, be respectable. That's what they're trying to do. And I think this is a really good scrimmage game that Portal got because, again, Bullock Academy is a powerhouse in GISA, and this is going to be a really good test for the Portal Panthers to see where they are. We know Bullock's going to be good. And at the end of the day, if these two schools played one another in a regular season game, Bullock probably wins going away.
Yeah, hands down, I would think. But you never know. First game of the season, we'll see. Yeah, I imagine a lot of people might be moving towards Portal, you know, moving away from Statesboro. It's growing just like every place else.
Well, I think in Statesboro what you're seeing with, again, Southeast Bullock has become a player over the last several years. They've had really good seasons, and I think that that's, you know, population – shifts and changes. I mean, you see it in all bunch of different counties all over the state, and I think the same thing's happening in Statesboro. And that's, you know, Statesboro is some of the folks are moving out toward the perimeter of the county, toward Bullock County, and I think you're seeing that. And I think there's an influx of kids that are going out to Southeast Bullock. Bullock Academy is getting some of these kids, and I think, you know, even Portal, you know, is getting a few of these kids. But at the end of the day, this is what I want to see. I want to see Portal. And good for Bullock Academy to agree to go and play that game at Portal.
It is.
You know, if you've ever been to a game at Portal, which I have.
You have?
Yeah, I'm probably one of about 20 people in the state that can say that. But I have been to a game at Portal, and the stadium is, you know, it's like going to a rec field. But, you know, it's a small school in a small rural area. Not a lot of people there. Small population. It was a single-A school. So, you know, I hats off to Bullock Academy for agreeing to go and play that game at Portal.
I don't know if you've heard of them. I'm going to ask you the question. The new school that's coming into Richmond Hill, have you heard anything about the numbers?
I think it's too early to tell. I don't even know what the zoning is going to look like yet.
Yeah, it's going to be out there where they cut that new exit.
Mm-hmm.
What I can hear.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, we'll see once they get up and all of that good stuff. The Colquitt at Peach game, right? Like you said this before we went on the air, that used to be a really competitive game.
20 years ago, Fort Valley. Hey, they was a powerhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize that. Fort Valley. Yeah. Bobby Davis used to keep us up with everything going on there.
I don't know who Bobby Davis is.
He used to work with us at the mill. He was a working man.
Down in Camden.
Yeah, people okay. You probably don't know, working people.
Working people.
He's drinking Perrier water here, so he probably don't know a lot of working people.
I did have him on island at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Colquitt at Peach.
He had you on island at one point. Yeah,
Colquitt. Yeah, I did. Colquitt at Peach. So Colquitt's pretty much a powerhouse. And look, I'm here to tell you, at least in South Georgia, we'll find out when playoffs start. At least in South Georgia, I think Colquitt's probably the best team.
I look for them to win the region.
In South Georgia. And we'll find out how good they are when playoff time comes because they'll have to play all those schools from Atlanta.
Yeah. I look for Colquitt. This is going to shock you. Valdosta. Lounge. And up us and Richmond Hill up for the last playoff place.
By us, you mean Camden.
Camden, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you've got Colquitt, Valdosta, Lowndes, and then the winner of Richmond Hill, Camden?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, it shocked me because I've got Camden at the winning the number two seed. I've got Valdosta winning the number three. I've got Richmond Hill with the number four, and I got Lounge sent to the house.
Yeah, I wrote your picks down on that. You ever seen one of them pads where you just pick it up and they go away? I forget what they call them. That was back in my day. You had them, you just write down, and you do like that, and it erases it.
Yeah, that's what I write everything on,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I figured I'd save it on erasers by just using that. Well, we're going to see now, because I got it wrote down.
Okay. Savannah Christian travels to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon. You know, the Frederica folks, I prefer them saying, or calling their place, the Bloody Marsh, because there's a lot of historical stuff behind that. Do your research if you don't know what it is. The Frederica folks, though, they prefer to say Under the Oaks. You know, if you've ever been to St. Simon's, it's got these huge, majestic oaks all over the island.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Guys, listen to me right now. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale is coming August 1st through the 5th. Everything, and I mean everything, in the store is 10 to 50% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale, August 1st through the 5th, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Going back to what I was saying, Frederica, adopt in the Bloody Marsh. That's what I want you to do. You can still call it Under the Oaks.
And you're not even going to charge them for that, are
no,
you?
No, I'm giving you that for free.
I mean,
this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Tess on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Trade deadline came and went in Major League Baseball. Braves made three moves. They got Robbie Grossman from Detroit. They got Raciel Iglesias from the Angels. And they went and got Jake Odorizzi from the Astros. And so
all the experts that grade all the trades had the Braves at number six.
They did the sixth best?
Yeah.
They needed a power bat. They didn't get it. They
didn't get it.
So, yeah, and they and it's not like their lineup's chopped liver. You know, it's not gonna make or break. It would have really lengthened the lineup. That would have been terrific. But you didn't get it. You still have Acuna and all those guys. Austin Riley, who just got paid, by the way. We'll touch on that in a minute. But, yep, Jake Odorizzi, Robbie Grossman, Raciel Iglesias joined the Atlanta Braves. Grossman comes in, and I'm not really sure how they're going to use him. He's hitting 205 on the season, or 204, something like that, with like two or three home runs. Definitely not a power guy. Hits lefties a little bit better than righties, so he may platoon, but, you know, at 2-0 whatever.
Yeah, you know, some change.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know, you know, other than maybe coming off the bench, I guess. And, you know, Iglesias, since 2018, I saw this stat, Lawton, which is really interesting. Since 2018, there are three closers who have the most saves in Major League Baseball. Kenley Jansen, number one, Edwin Diaz, number two, and Raciel Iglesias, number three. So the Braves have two of the three top save guys over the last 4 years in their bullpen right now.
That's big.
It is. Now, his numbers aren't all that dominant. They're decent. They're not dominant. He's 2-6 with a 4.04 ERA. So he's got an ERA that's a little high, and he's got 16 saves for the Angels before he came over. So he was not having a dominant year.
If he can bring that ERA down to 2-something,
mm-hmm.
that will help Atlanta big time.
Yeah. And the Braves also brought in Jake Odorizzi. This was a head-scratching move to me. I don't understand it, and I'll tell you why. But Jake Odorizzi comes over from Houston, 4-3, pretty decent ERA, 3.94, you know, hovering around that four mark. 12 starts, 60 innings. He's averaging 5 innings per start. Not, I mean, in today's terms, that's okay. But here's what I don't understand. I know Ian Anderson's been struggling some, and so I guess Alex Anthopoulos wanted some insurance to make sure that if one of their guys got hurt or if somebody just kept struggling, i.e. Ian Anderson, that they had somebody else to go to. But from all accounts that I understand, unless there's something happened that I'm not aware of, Mike Soroka is a mere weeks from coming back.
Yeah.
And when he comes back, you're going to have 7 starters on your roster. You can't have a 7-man rotation. Somebody's going to have to go to the IL.
Yeah, and then somebody's going to have to go to the bullpen.
If you don't go to the IL, somebody's got to go. I mean, you're right. So I guess probably Spencer Strider would be the guy that you would factor his odd man out, but he's had a great rookie campaign. Him or Willie Harris are going to win Rookie of the Year in Atlanta. So I don't understand this move when you've got Mike Soroka dancing on the horizon for you, and once you get him, you're going to, you know, be able to bolster your rotation that way. But who am I to question Alex Anthopoulos? He's got a World Series ring, and I just went and saw the World Series trophy that they had on St. Simon's not very long ago.
Well, you got a Jason Bishop media hat.
I do. I'm wearing the Bishop Media Sports and Entertainment hat doing the show today.
And it comes one toolbox, folks, so I didn't get one.
I don't know what that means.
That means I didn't get a hat.
Oh.
That's what that means.
Well,
that means when you ordered it, you ordered one hat.
All you got to do is go to the website and you'll find a hat, $19.99.
Now I got to buy a hat, folks. Oh, my goodness. Y'all need to take him up on that St. Simon's deal, because he's going to give y'all something. So that's very seldom. Not saying he's tight now, but he squeaks.
What am I giving away?
the Bloody Moors.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, you should, yeah, Frederica. I'm gonna make a post. I'm gonna make a post on Facebook when this show ends.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walk out of the studio, I'm going to post it on there, and I'm gonna start a. What do they call that?
Campaign.
Yeah, when they a bunch of people that sign.
Petition.
Petition. That's what the word I was looking for. I'm gonna start a petition to name the field at Frederica High School. The Bloody Marsh.
And folks, I'm going to start a petition. If I have to help him with the big words, you think I should have to buy my own hat? So please call in and let us know.
We are in a sad state if Lawton Teston's helping us with big words.
Hey, we in trouble.
Yes, we are.
All right, do you agree? All the experts got the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, Mets, Padres, and the Braves. Top six teams so far as it looks on trade deadline.
Look, I don't know about who did the best, you know. Yeah. But here's what I will tell you: the Yankees are the best team in baseball. The only teams there are a few teams that have a chance to beat them. Okay, and here's who they are: the Astros, the Braves, and the Dodgers.
I agree.
If you're not one of those teams, you're not beating the Yankees. I don't care what you have or what you added or what you didn't. And the reason I say these teams have a chance to beat the Yankees is because you look at the Yankees starting rotation, and it is right-handed dominant. They don't have a shutdown left-handed guy. And so those teams I just named, look at their lineups. They have a ton of left-handed power that would be able to negate that right-handed pitching of the Yankees. So those are the only teams. I'll mention them again: the Astros, Braves, Dodgers. Those are the only three teams in baseball that are going to have a shot at the Yankees because of their left-handed hitting.
And especially if you get them in Yankee Stadium, that short left field porch, right field porch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the Yankees will have that advantage too.
Yeah.
It's just for me, those teams will be able to score runs off of the Yankees pitching staff. And those are the only three teams in all of Major League Baseball that are going to be able to hit that staff with enough consistency to win games.
You remember who you got picking the World Series, right?
I picked the Braves to win the World Series.
Well, I'm just making sure you didn't mention them.
No, I don't forget picks.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Testing and Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm telling you, I like Wayne County to have a bounce back year. They're going to surprise a lot of folks. And I'll even go ahead and say this. Wayne County, I said this earlier in the show, so this isn't going to be a huge surprise. I'm picking Wayne County to finish second in their region, only behind Benedictine. I'm picking Wayne County to win the number two seed in their region, and they'll get that first-round home playoff game. They'll get somebody, a three seed, to come to them. They'll win a playoff game, at least one playoff game as well. They're going to go from 0-9 to number two seed, home playoff game, and a home playoff win. Wayne County Yellow Jackets will.
That coach should get coach of the year.
He's a good coach. Jaybo Shaw knows what he's doing.
I know him.
Jaybo Shaw knows what he's doing. The Atlanta Braves gave Austin Riley $212 million, or they're going to give him $212 million over the next 10 years. They've got him locked up long-term, Acuna locked up long-term, Albies locked up long-term, Olsen locked up long-term, and now you got Dansby Swanson and Max Fried staring in the face. We'll see what Alex Anthopoulos decides to do, but he's obviously his mode of operation is getting his young core locked up long-term, giving them this big, huge number, right? 10 years, $212 million, but...
Do you know how much of it's guaranteed?
Oh, all of it's guaranteed. Yeah, Major
League... That's right.
Major League Baseball doesn't play that game. Yeah, they don't play that game. Players Association did away with that a long time ago.
That's right, folks.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about NFL or Major League Baseball, Major League's guaranteed.
Yeah, the best Players Association in all the professional sports, hands down, is Major League Baseball. They take care of the players. They're the ones
that
have all the leverage for the most part in Major League Baseball as a players union. They're the most powerful players union in all of professional sports, period. Austin Riley's going to get $212 million over 10 years. That's what Alex Anthopoulos has been doing with these young players. He throws this big number at them. I'm going to give you $212 million over. And then, you know, it ends up being a team-friendly contract because he's given away that chunk of change, but over a long period of time. That comes out to only about $21.5 million a season for Austin Riley. And for what the numbers he's put up the last 2 years,
good deal.
That's a steal. He's a $30 million guy.
And I like to see teams build from within.
Yeah.
And keep the players. I like to see a team that does that.
Well, the Braves are doing a good job of that.
And they always have done that.
Yeah.
Try to have their farm teams and all that come up and everything.
Dansby Swanson is going to be a free agent at the end of this season. We'll see what the Braves elect to do. Now, they've got Brendan Shoemake down in the minors, who they're pretty high on at shortstop, too. So, you know, Dansby's had a really good year. He's going to get paid. We'll see if the Braves are the ones that pay him. But if not, Brendan Shoemake is there and ready to go. At least we think he's ready to go. Will he be Dansby Swanson? Yeah, I don't know. Don't forget, Dansby Swanson was a number one overall pick years ago by the Diamondbacks. He was a stud at Vanderbilt. Stud. And then Max Fried's coming up in a few years. And that's, in my opinion, if you have to make a decision between Dansby or Freed, you sign Freed. You get Freed signed. Get him inked, get him into the rotation. That's your cornerstone. Him and Ian Anderson, I know Ian Anderson struggled, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
We'll be talking a little bit about the first week of college football in the next segment, which is going to be our last segment. I also want to talk a little bit about McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers going up to Lutowisi to play the Long County Blue Tide, one of the coolest names in all of high school football in the state of Georgia, the Blue Tide. They're nowhere near any water. They're nowhere near any tide. Lutowisi is how far from the coast? Hour and a half, 2 hours?
You got the Ottumwa River.
Is the Ottumwa blue?
No.
The last time I saw it, it wasn't blue.
I ain't tell you, the ocean ain't blue out there at Jekyll's St. Simon's either.
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
It's a really fair point. McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers, let me tell you something, folks, about MCA. Write this down. The MCA Buccaneers, in my opinion, are legitimate state championship contenders. They split up single A, and all of those teams that kept beating MCA, Metter, Irwin, Brooks, they moved them up. And so now MCA doesn't have to contend with those teams in the playoffs.
Just something happened there. I mean, they were powerhouse, had a change of coach. He left. He come back. I'm like you. It's about time for them to have a breakout year.
Well, the coach that's been there has done a really, really good job. Coach Bradley Warren, he came over.
Remember about 10 years ago that coach left and they brought him back?
They had that. You're talking about Robbie Robinson. Yeah. And they had a stretch there where they had – 7 different coaches in 7 different seasons.
You can't build a program like
that. And it was a mess. It was a dumpster fire, believe me. And so, yeah. And so now Coach Warren has come in and he has solidified some consistency, some stability, and he has put his stamp on that program. Remember, he was there years ago before Robbie Robinson was there, and he won there too. And so he's now come back. I think his wife's got some ties there or whatnot. And so he's done a good job building that program, and he may be holding a state championship trophy when all is said and done. His region is a very winnable region. ECI, that's going to be their toughest game, ECI. Jenkins, Montgomery, and Portal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their region's not tough. Not tough at all. They're going to win their region. They'll beat ECI. I think they go to Twin City to play ECI. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but it really doesn't matter whether they got them at the ship or whether they got them up there in Twin City. It doesn't matter in Emanuel County. They'll still beat them in Emanuel County as they will in McIntosh. And, you know, Jenkins County, Montgomery, and Portal I don't think are good enough. Now, in the playoffs, I will say Clinch County is still there, and Clinch is tough. That will be a tough game for MCA in the playoffs to be able to get by Clinch County and be able to win a state championship. If they do, they'll have to go through Clinch County at some point.
Homerville.
Yeah. Heading west.
Yeah.
Heading west from the coast and then heading east from the west side of the state. See how I did that directionally? And heading south from the north end of the state.
Very good.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
Had him 2 years in the first grade, it's paying off.
Yeah, man. College degree. Took me 8 years to get it, but I got it.
Hey, whatever it takes.
That's just an associate's job, Jeff.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Our last few minutes here on the Jason Bishop Show, and so this is what we want to do. We're high school. We are football people, and high school football people, and college football people. We like the NFL. Week one of the college football schedule. It's got some interesting games.
It does.
And those games, these are games that catch my attention. Not everybody's going to like these games because some of them don't have the sexiness of other games. Some do. But these are games that grab my attention as far as I think they're going to be good games. And we could see some results that maybe not a lot of folks are expecting. West Virginia at Pittsburgh. Go ahead.
I'd say that'd be a toss-up.
Yeah. It's a Big 12 ACC matchup. Of course, West Virginia, well, college football's a mess.
They kind of come on strong last year at the end.
You're talking about West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about geographically, West Virginia's in the Big 12, and yeah. Anyway, Penn State at Purdue. That's a Big 10 game. Conference game, game one.
Yeah.
Talk about a big game.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, TCU at Colorado. Currently, that's a Big 12 and Pac-12 game. Currently, we'll see.
We'll see
what that game looks like in a couple of years. North Carolina, write this down. North Carolina goes to Boone, North Carolina, to take on Appalachian State. Appalachian State's going to knock off those Tar Heels in game one.
Pretty good team.
Appalachian State's loaded.
They have a pretty good team.
And I think North Carolina's going to take a step back, and we'll see. We'll see. Cincinnati goes to Fayetteville to play the Arkansas Razorbacks. Of course, Cincinnati got into the college football playoff last year. Everybody's darlings until Alabama got a hold of them. And Arkansas had a rebound year. Looks like they're moving in the right direction under Coach Sam Pittman. Of course, former Georgia coach and Sam Pittman. I think Cincinnati wins this football game. I think they go on the road and beat Arkansas in Fayetteville.
That'd be a game I could watch.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oregon at Georgia. This is a good game to take a nap through. Georgia is going to obliterate the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, I'd watch the first quarter maybe.
Yeah, that game will be over midway through the second quarter.
I just hope Georgia can start off. Hey, they usually don't the first quarter.
I disagree with you. I think under Mark Richt that was the case, and Jim Donnan the same way. But with Kirby Smart and the recent Kirby Smart years, that's not the case. Georgia does not get off to a sleepy start and then find a way to win late. They thump people early, put their foot on their neck, and press. That's the difference. That's why there's a national championship now in Athens, because Kirby Smart has instilled that mindset.
I agree. We got the championship. I wish that receiver hadn't got hurt last year.
Yeah, and Pickens.
Yeah, because he was a big deal. That was a big blow for him to go out of that game.
Well, he helped the right there at the end of the season in the SEC championship game and in the playoff games. You know, he was a factor because he had to be accounted for by the defensive coordinators because he was so explosive.
And we just had trouble covering him. I mean, when you say he was open, he was wide open.
Yeah, well, he's in the NFL now for a reason.
I understand. And coming off that injury, I wish him the best.
Sure. Memphis at Mississippi State. That's an intriguing game to me because I am one of those people that think the AAC, the American Athletic Conference, should be a major conference. Instead of them getting scalped like they are going to get scalped in a couple years, when all of this shakes out with college football about who's going to go where and how that ends up, I think some of those teams in the AAC should be legitimately considered to be in the big boy league, whatever that looks like. And
yeah.
Memphis is one of those teams. I think Memphis is a very good team. I think they beat Mississippi State in Starkville.
That's going out on a limb.
Is it? Do you think? Notre Dame at Ohio State. This game's not close. Ohio State is much better than Notre Dame. You know what? I take that back. This game is close. Ohio State wins, but it's smoke and mirrors as far as how good Notre Dame looks. It's the same thing with Notre Dame every year. They'll look good in one of those early games against a powerhouse, and then we'll get to the end of the season, and they'll find their way in the college football playoff, and they'll get thumped by somebody.
So I think the last poll I looked at, it was one of them three, the other one's four.
Okay.
Between
yeah.
them two teams.
Well, somebody's going to fall.
Oh, they are.
Boise State at Oregon State. I like this game. You know, over here in the state of Georgia, we really don't really care about that game. Most folks don't. But that game's important for Boise State because it's basically an audition. Oregon State's not very good over there in the Pac-12. Boise State's not in a major conference, but they sure are looking to try and find their way into the big boy league when the big boy league happens.
But to bring back up Notre Dame, Ohio State. Good
okay.
thing about that?
Yeah.
First of the season. You have time. The loser has time to rebound. If it sails right there at the end of the season, mm-hmm. you lose that game, you out.
Okay. Yeah, that's the great thing about college football, the way it works. Florida State, LSU will play in New Orleans. I like LSU to win this game. I still don't think Florida State has got the offensive line or defensive line as far as what they have been bringing in lately in recruiting.
I agree.
They've got to get better in the trenches. They're not there yet, and LSU is a lot bigger, a lot deeper, and a lot quicker in the trenches than Florida State is.
I agree with you on that one.
Clemson at Georgia Tech. There is no seat that is hotter than the seat of Jeff Collins in Hotlanta. He's been there 3 years. He's done a fantastic job of recruiting. And each and one of those 3 years that he's been there, he's won three games. No improvement. You got better talent on the roster. You're running a more modern scheme than what Paul Johnson ran. And Paul Johnson was winning more games than you, my friend. It is time for you to put up or shut up or go back to FCS somewhere.
Yeah. And that's a bad thing because he's done a good job recruiting, getting players.
You got to win.
Yeah, but they just can't, for some reason, they can't put it away.
And I don't understand it because it's not like he's playing in the SEC. I mean, let's be honest, the ACC is not filled with world beaters. Mm-hmm. You know, Virginia and Wake Forest are the best two teams in that conference. last season. And, you know, of course, Clemson has dominated the conference because there's been nobody to stand up to them in that conference.
I think Clemson takes care of that one.
Oh, yeah, the Clemson-Georgia Tech game for sure, no doubt. And I like Clemson to win by double digits. I'm just saying, I'm making the point that Jeff Collins had better start winning some games. If he wants to retain his job, he's got to make a bowl, right?
I agree.
You agree? Yeah, yeah. He's got to at least go 6-6 and find a way into a bowl game.
Yeah, be bowl eligible. I agree. Because that'll be improvement.
But Clemson will win the game
and
win it going away.
This will be his fourth year, right?
Yes, he's going into year four. Yeah. And look, you know, he's done good. He's done a lot better in recruiting than Paul Johnson did. When Paul Johnson was there, Paul Johnson was competing with, like, Troy and Memphis for players. And, you know, now Jeff Collins has been able to get players that he was recruiting against, you know, the Virginias and the Clemsons of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, those types of schools. Florida State, he's gotten kids to go to Georgia Tech over Florida State. So that's the job he's doing recruiting. It's just not translating onto the field. And that's got to change, or else he's going to be back coaching at Temple or something like that. Well, that's where he came from. But, yeah, he'll be coaching that caliber of school again.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com or get it wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Yes, high school football season is finally here. Some really great scrimmage games across South Georgia. Last night, the Bullock Academy Gators slid over to Portal to take on the Panthers. Tonight, the MCA Buccaneers take the trip over to Lutowisi to take on Long County. The Knights of Frederica welcome the Savannah Christian Raiders to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets will host the Glen Academy Red Terriers at JC Stadium in Jessup. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.